It's been called one of the great rivalries of the art world, a clash of egos, riches, and ideologies.
In one corner was capitalist Nelson Rockefeller, in the other, Mexican painter Diego Rivera, who was a little bit at the left, a socialist. The fight was over a mural Rivera was painting for the newly built Rockefeller Center in New York City.
In the end, the mural was destroyed. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, daughters of the two men have teamed up to leave the past behind and preserve their father's legacies and the art both men loved.
It was the spring of 1932. Nelson Rockefeller, 23 at the time, was already a prolific collector of Mexican art. He hired Diego Rivera, some 20 years his senior, to paint a mural for the lobby of the new building bearing his family's name. Sketches were drawn and approved. It was to be a 63-foot mural of the worker at the crossroads of industry, science, and the competing political ideologies of the time, capitalism and communism. When reporters leaked that Rivera had added the image of Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin, the battle began, one that's been recounted in numerous books and in the 1999 movie Cradle Will Rock, starring Ruben Blades as Diego Rivera and John Cusack as Nelson Rockefeller.
You understand that it is entirely inappropriate to feature a communist leader in the lobby of a Rockefeller building.
No, I believe nothing in art is inappropriate. I paint what I see.
We're going to have to insist that the face be removed.
Absolutely not!
Neither man capitulated. Rivera was paid in full and given his marching orders. The unfinished mural was later destroyed. The two men were at odds for years. But for their daughters, the family rivalry is a thing of the past. As Guadalupe Rivera Marin, now 90, recalls in the dining room of her Mexico City home, she met Anne Rockefeller in the 1980s, and the two took an immediate liking to each other. They had much in common. After all, they were both daughters of famous fathers. And Guadalupe says Anne confided in her that as a young girl, she didn't want the family name. She wanted to make it on her own.
In that sense, I was exactly more or less the same, you know? I never want to be the daughter of Diego Rivera, and I always want to be myself and to have my own life.
Now 80, Anne says she never harbored ill feelings toward Guadalupe.
Between us, there were no wounds.
The two are now teaming up to raise $3 million each to build individual galleries in their fathers' names at the Mexican Museum, set to break ground at a new and bigger site this year in San Francisco.
This is a peacemaking motion.
Andrew Kluger is the chairman of the board of the museum.
They just decided, let's put it aside. That's the old men. This is us.
Anne Rockefeller says the breakdown between the men was political. She says the mural was just too radical for her father, and especially her grandfather, John D. Rockefeller.
They saw it as a terrible, unjust, and outrageous attack on what they understood to be their own morals and ways.
Not only was there Lenin, there was also a scene of a wealthy man drinking and cavorting with women. Rockefeller Sr. was a prohibition supporter. For Diego Rivera, the fight over the mural and its destruction was devastating. Guadalupe says once back in Mexico, her father was never the same.
It was a terrible moment. There are photos in which you can see he is destroyed, completely destroyed.
Diego Rivera did get a chance to repaint the mural in Mexico City's Fine Arts Museum, this time with funding from the Mexican government and no censorship. Years later, he and Nelson Rockefeller even became friends once again. Guadalupe says before Diego died in 1957, they too repaired their relationship, strained for so many years over political differences. Diego told her he was proud of her accomplishments.
That was a great satisfaction for me, you know. Finally. Finally.
She now works to preserve her father's work and legacy. And so does Anne Rockefeller. She's donated her father's vast collection of Mexican art, which makes up the bulk of the San Francisco Museum's collection. And she says the fundraising project lets her spend time with Guadalupe once again.
So she and I get to hang out together again.
The Rockefeller and Rivera galleries are expected to open when the Mexican Museum debuts at its new location in 2018. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.